We are joined now by Saints Assistant General Manager Jeff Ireland. Jeff, how you doing tonight, man?
Zach, doing good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely, and thank you for being with us. Jeff, so much has been talked about in your time here with the Saints on the work that you've done in the draft process for the Saints and kind of running that process, organizing that information and bringing it back to the Saints. And obviously the last couple of years have been absolutely phenomenal for the Saints in that regard, in the area of drafting talent within the Saints. I want to talk to you about Marcus Davenport. He returns last week from a toe injury that happened in the Minnesota game. But this is a guy you guys obviously felt very strongly about. You moved up, made a splash on draft night, and felt very, obviously very good about him. What is it that you see in him or that you saw in him on his tape in college, and has that all transferred over to this tape in the NFL?
Well, it starts fairly elementary. It starts with height, weight, and speed. Go to the character, the physicality, the temperament that he plays with, and all of that, I would call that elementary stuff, that scouting 101 stuff, that certainly has translated to our game. Some of the other things we saw is just his ability to play right down the middle of an offensive tackle with power, speed to power. He's got, we would call him raw, but he's got some tricks to that trade in rushing the passer. He's relentless, which I think from a motor standpoint. And really, he's got a long way to go in terms of where we think he'll be, 2-3 years down the road. He's just got so much ability and just raw ability. And I think Ryan Nielsen and our defensive staff done a phenomenal job of getting the athleticism out of his body. And it's translated to the field so far.
Now, Jeff, you talked about that vision, what you have for a player. Just explain to the fans maybe your involvement and how you help Mickey Loomis when you look at free agents, draft picks coming out of college, or free agents, in the pros, and then who you're going to dictate money to in the future, and then who you all of a sudden trade for, a player like Eli Apple. Are you involved in the whole process, or are you primarily focused on the college athlete?
Well, I'm involved in the entire process. When Mickey wants me to be in the process, in regard to, a big trade like that, Mickey will, bring me off the road I'll sit in a room and we'll watch them together. I'll watch them separately, or I'll watch them on the road, then come back in to meet with Mickey and Sean. And, Mickey just kind of employs me to where he wants to use, some of my expertise in certain areas. And as it relates to, I'm just all hands on deck with anything I can do to help this organization. Really, it's just about, it's about creating a vision, making sure that we have the right vision for the player. The right expectation is important. Whenever you're putting a grade on a player, whenever you're selecting a player, is making sure that you don't have them too high, you don't have them too low, because if you have them too low, you're not going to get him in the first place. But just making sure the board is right, and then just making sound decisions, making sure our staff knows the player, understands what his strengths and weaknesses are from a character athleticism standpoint, a mental side. So trying to firm up exactly what we're going to get in the player is really my role.
Now, Jeff, does this come into play? I guess you can answer this question. This may be a Coach Payton question and the process. When the player, he's real aggressive, but he's kind of out of control. What I mean by that, as far as maybe costing a team, as far as penalties. I'm looking as of late, it seems like we've had limited penalties. I can remember old school, if you have 9 penalties or more, or if you have 100 yards in penalties, that's like giving up a touchdown. But it seems like as of late, we've had less than 5, 2 or 3. Now, it depends on the officiating crew, how they're going to call it. But does that ever come into play as far as the discipline of a player? Because I look at a guy who was out of control. God, I want to say it comes to mind, LeGarrette Blount, when he punches somebody in the post game, and then look, LeGarrette Blount has been very productive with different teams. But does that come into play, like as far as their makeup and the discipline because you don't want to cost your team with a silly penalty.
Well, I think it does translate, Bobby. I think if you look at let's just look at two positions, offensive linemen and then corners. If you see an offensive lineman that's constantly holding, you can see that, you can track that. And we have a saying in the scouting world that past production equals future achievement. And if you see a guy that's just a habitual holder or a habitual, pass interference guy, most likely that's going to translate to the next level. And so what I think what our coaches have done a phenomenal job is just coaching penalty. And I think that's why we've, decreased in a lot of those areas. I think there's a high emphasis on just teaching penalties or teaching not to do penalties. From a defensive standpoint, right. get your hands off the receiver at the top of the route. Use the rules with inside the rules. Punch him within 5 yards, get your hands off, and then mirror. From that standpoint, I think we're a real disciplined football team, and I think the makeup of our football team from a character standpoint also translates to less penalties. We got some smart guys. We got some disciplined guys. We got a lot of guys playing for each other. It's passion. And intelligence on this football team, and you see that translating to a lot of different things, and most importantly, in the win column.
Saints assistant general manager Jeff Ireland with us right now. Jeff, one of the things to me that's been really the most pleasantly surprising aspect of this Saints season has been the run defense, and by and large, this is it's almost the identical group from last year. You guys go out, you sign DeMario Davis from the New York Jets. How big of an impact has he had on the front seven defensively? And is the success you guys are seeing, which is, it's phenomenal. It's not like it got better. It's really been, the best in football this year. Is that something you guys saw coming in the preseason through your evaluations, or has it been a pleasant surprise for you guys as well?
Well, you certainly saw some things coming up from last year. You you had a really big first round pick in Davenport. You knew Sheldon Rankins and David Onyemata were getting better. You had a Pro Bowler in Cam Jordan. You had a really, really good 3-4 games with Anzalone. Klein's a staple. And then you bring DeMario in. And that's just another really big, physical, smart linebacker that's helped, make some plays. You had some youth in the back end from Lattimore and Marcus and Vaughn, and you saw all those guys getting better week by week last year. And so it's just a matter of time. Maybe the slow start that we had this year is just a matter of time for those guys to gel and come together as a unit. But it's no surprise from that standpoint because we all saw it in them, and now we've seen them play together as a unit. Again, that's a tribute to those players and our coaching staff, who I think has done a phenomenal job at just bringing it all together.
Saints assistant general manager Jeff Ireland. Jeff, thank you so much for being with us. Good luck this week against the Cowboys.
Guys, thanks for having me on, and I appreciate it. Take care, guys.
All right, Jeff.